Well, I feel like I'm deep undercover at the making of Wolf Mother. This is an extraordinary collaboration that's coming down the track, but we can't chat about that just yet. I really want to call you and speak about that in the future. Mate, it's great to see you back playing. It's been a tough year for musicians, mate. Your first gig this year.
First gig in 9 months. We did three rehearsals before this, and the first day we were like, whoa, yeah, we still play music. Far out, kind of forgot, you know?
Yeah. Mate, it must be really exciting to get asked to play at the AFL Grand Final. How did that come about? Who made the phone call? How'd you learn about it?
Well, I met a lawyer friend who's now a friend down at the cafe in Byron, and he's friends with Gadinski. And I did a thing for the State of Music for when everyone was in lockdown. I did a version of Joker, and they liked that, and then they kind of pitched me for the AFL.
Good.
And it all kind of went from there.
Are you an AFL fan? Who do you think, Cats or Richmond?
Well, I say one of my favourite venues is the Corner Hotel in Melbourne.
Yep.
So that's in Richmond.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to go for that.
You got to go for that. It's either that or just down the coast there on the ocean.
Sold that out a few times.
Yeah, I bet you have. I bet you have. Mate, it's new music.
Yeah.
You released a song on New Year's Eve.
We put out our last record, Rock and Roll Baby, on New Year's Eve.
Yep.
Before this amazing year, 2020.
Oh.
Lucky we got it out just before this. But it's doing its thing. It seems to be going pretty well.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it.
Self-produced. Two songs were recorded at the Foo Fighters studio in LA.
Okay.
606.
Is that where he bought that big desk?
Which we made.
Wow, it's the most famous recording desk in rock and roll.
We made the first Wolf Mother record on that desk.
Is that right?
And the second record at Studio City.
Yep.
So we've tried to keep it, you know, a few things in LA, a few things local. And,
yeah, okay.
You know?
Okay.
And you're writing 100% again? Local.
Okay, good. I'm glad to
hear everyone here is local. The band, the crew, and, you know, like I mentioned during the set, you know, we had to get a bass player 3 days ago.
Yeah, that's extraordinary stories. It's like 12 songs in 3 days.
Yeah, we couldn't get out our usual guy because he's in Sydney.
So had to quarantine, if he'd come across the border.
He 2 weeks in with cold chicken and...
Actually, you know what? You guys would have had to, too, if they hadn't moved the bubble down past Byron.
Totally. That was the plan. Initially, I was going to fly to Darwin and spend 2 weeks there.
Okay.
And then just get another band or just local guys in Queensland. But now we've got...
It's just the craziest year. Yeah. I was listening to James Rain talking on Triple M this morning saying how that he and the Hunters and the guys and Dave Seymour were all just sitting at the airport when COVID hit, and they got a phone call from, I think it was from Gadinski, saying, "It's all over, boys. Go home."
Yeah.
So, what are you looking forward to 2021? What do you got booked? What can we look forward to?
We've got a possible New Year's Eve gig in Adelaide.
Excellent.
The Adelaide Oval.
Oh, that's big.
8,000 people.
Yeah, that'll be massive.
Possible thing in November that hasn't been confirmed. But, we're just kind of, you know, playing it by ear at this point. Yeah.
And an extraordinary musical collaboration we can't talk about yet. But I'm going to ring Dr. Bill, your manager, when it happens. And I can't wait to talk to you about it. He just will not let me speak about it, but I'm busting too. Congratulations, by the way. It is extraordinary.
Oh, cheers. Thank you. Yeah, cheers.
Mate, good luck on the grand final. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for talking.